What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently, Mike in the control room got a phone call from somebody who's watching our video feed on YouTube and says he is being blocked from using the thumbs up button, which doesn't really surprise me these days for reasons I mentioned before. They're trying to just bring down this complete tyrannical control over what you see. And we've caught them cheating our viewership numbers on things like Claire's music videos and stuff before. It's not an honest platform. We live in a country in which the cheaters do prosper. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Now there's... Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes. The ABC News, they admits they use fake footage of the Kurdish slaughter. Did you read that article?
Yeah, they took footage from a gun range. They did this, took a video of all these people firing these rifles off into the distance and said, oh, look at the horror. I mean, corporate media, just, they lie so much. If they ever caught themselves accidentally telling the truth, they'd lie real quick just to stay in practice.
Yeah. You know, anything on TV cannot be believed, period. And I noticed...
Jim, are you there? No, we kind of lost him here. Okay, well, while we wait for Jim to dial back in here, and I don't know why we're having these issues, Piers Morgan came out with an interesting little article, and it actually addresses some of the issues being raised by our earlier callers. It said, congratulations, Mr. President. The real winners from your dumb and dangerous betrayal of the Kurds are Iran, Russia, and ISIS. And as a matter of fact, as I mentioned before, ISIS is in fact appearing to use this opportunity to reform and rebuild. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is out there tweeting, the sickening horror in Syria is one man's fault. At which point, I'll get right to you, Jim. Just give me a second with this thing. And of course, she got called on that because of all the damage to the Middle East that she and Obama did, like Libya, Benghazi. Not like her hands are clean. By the way, Hillary Clinton is blasting Facebook for not censoring enough voices. You're letting too many people enjoy freedom of speech. That's not what the United States is about anymore. All right, so let's go back to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sorry. One of us had a bad connection. But, you know, I think Fox News is more damaging to CNN because I know too many conservatives who still watch and believe Fox. Fox was created to draw middle America in. They're good on, they're more fair on issues like abortion or gun rights. They're more fair and balanced. But their end game is the war agenda. And oh, are they pro-war, the neocon war network.
Yeah.
I remind my conservative friends that, you know, Fox was saying Saddam had WMDs.
Yep.
Side gassed his own people. So to me, Fox is more dangerous than CNN because at least a lot of Americans, particularly middle Americans, they go, well, CNN and NBC, they're liberal. But a lot of people still believe Fox. Fox has to be discredited. It's very important.
Well, they're discrediting themselves, first of all, since they changed ownership. They've obviously started drifting to the left themselves. This recent debacle over the impeachment poll where they oversampled Democrats and undersampled Republicans. You know, that's got to be a wake-up call for a lot of people, that what you're getting from Fox News is no longer reliable. I used to like watching Fox News. I had it on my TV in my office, you know, with the closed captioning turned on. And fortunately, that TV got destroyed in the move, so I got to replace that now. But I don't watch Fox News anymore. I don't watch any news shows anymore. You know, I'm like a Travel Channel. I'm a huge Josh Gates fan. And, yeah. You know, the other education channels, but watching the news, when you realize that everywhere you go, whether it's an airport or a bank, you've got this view screen up there that is trying to force feed you the government story. It's right out of George Orwell's 1984.
Yes. Fox and Mark, you know, God forbid, and all, you know, my conservative acquaintances who still believe Fox, after the next false flag, Fox, just like the other networks, will be saying it happened just as it did, just like 9/11. I mean, anybody, yep. You know, a big litmus test I have with people is, do you believe the government story on 9/11? And if they do, I just discredit everything they say. Now, all these conservatives like Tucker, Ann Coulter, Hannity, they may say good things on some issues, but yes. The bottom line is they can't be believed because they still believe the fairy tale of 9/11. They still believe what I called the root lie. So why even bother? Why would I even give them a minute of my time?
Complete waste of time.
Yeah. Yes, that's the bottom line. Anyone on TV, they're compromised. And they can only say, go so far. Even that guy, you know, the guy on CNN, Van Jones?
Yeah.
He's on CNN. He said, before he was hired, 9/11, he questioned 9/11.
Yes.
But once he's on TV, he can't talk about that topic, or he'll be off the air in 5 seconds.
Oh, absolutely. The part that really annoys me is that during the 2016 campaign, Donald Trump himself expressed doubts about the official story of 9/11. Now that he's the president, he is... No, towing the line on the official story.
Yeah. Anybody who still believes that, and that goes for Tucker Carlson, sure, he may make some good points, but he can't be believed because he's on television.
Nope.
If you're on TV, you can't say what the truth is.
Nope.
But,
they're trying to filter the truth out of our personal email communications, as we mentioned with this other phone call here. They're trying to make sure that certain political videos, you know, do not make the viewership lists. I mean, it's an iron fist being brought down on our right to share our thoughts with each other freely.
Yes, yes. But ABC News, they just admitted it's already forgotten. No one's holding them to account.
Nope.
No one's, their FCC license isn't being brought up to question. It's just, another lie. It's just forgotten.
That's the job.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my line to people is anything on TV cannot be believed. On that note, have a great show, Mike, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. And your last caller to Jim, Fox News ain't what it used to be, but at least they got rid of Shepard Smith. Thank God he left. That made him a little bit better. But getting back to what I wanted to talk to you about, Michael, a few things, but... did you see the report on Chicago over the weekend again?
About all the shootings?
Yes. Well, yes. There's 21 shootings And I'm going to give you a statistic. I don't know if this is included. That one guy went in and killed the whole family. Did you hear about that?
Did you hear about that,
Michael? The one guy went and shot his whole family up. Five. They were at the dinner table and he shot them. I don't know if that's included in the shootings or not in Chicago.
Well, I got to tell you
he went with a handgun and shot the whole family up.
I look at things like that and I say, there's something going on here medically. And, I was looking at the medication that I am currently on right now. And it can cause depression. It can actually cause a psychotic break. And I'm saying, we're pouring this stuff into the American patient. And I don't think it's just a coincidence that our tendency toward violence with each other is escalating at the same time we're becoming saturated with all these medicines.
Yes, Michael. But, Chicago has the strictest gun laws in the country, probably. And look what's going on every weekend. To your last caller, Jim, let me tell Jim something. There's only one network I do watch. It's called the Ledger Report. It's called OAN News. And every hour on the hour, they even talk about every – they're always talking every week about the shootings in Chicago, and they talk every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, about how much immigration is costing an American taxpayer. That's the only network that actually – can you imagine if ABC, NBC, or CBS would be like that network? Donald Trump will win the election in a massive landslide. He'd carry all 50 states. But, of course, the liberal-controlled Zog media – will not allow that because, like you say, it would take $60-70 billion to buy one of those major networks. Unless Trump can get like 20-30 billionaires to buy up a network like that, that's what it would cost. But getting back to what the other caller called about Russia.
Hold it. I'm not sure those networks are worth that kind of money anymore because the value of the network isn't just the hardware. It has to do with its potential earnings and potential ad revenues. And right now, those are way down. And I think there would be a great idea for somebody to buy up one of these leftist networks and take it right. Bring back balance to the media landscape. Because right now, it's totally unbalanced. It's all hardcore left-wing libertarian utopian nonsense, and there are no conservative voices out there outside of independent radio.
Well, Michael, George Soros is the one that's running a lot of those networks, but they had a big election in Poland. I don't know if you got a chance to see that. The Polish government actually went more to the right now than they were.
Yes.
They had a solid election. And also the governor of Louisiana, this guy John Bell Dinglebell Edwards, he's going to have a tough time winning re-election in Louisiana. I'm going to tell you that right now. You'll see that coming soon. But to your last call, the call before talking about weaponry. Did you see the latest weapon that the United States does have, Michael? It's probably the most devastating
weapon.
Which one is that? It's out. It's called a rail gun on the tanks, the Abrams.
I got to tell you, I'm not impressed so far. And I understand the theory behind the railguns, but when you look at basically the catapults on the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, they're basically railgun-based. And they've been causing a lot of damage to the aircraft. And I think the electrical systems on the Abrams tank, they're not going to be able to carry enough fuel to be able to give it the kind of firepower, range, and repeatability that you get with the current chemical-based propellants. I think it's another one of these boondoggle projects. Somebody got together and said, we're going to have a railgun, and we're going to spend all this money on the railgun, and we're going to have something that Russia doesn't have.
Well, Michael, talking about, when you talk about war, the weapons are already there. I mean, the weapons have been there for 30, 40 years. There's a thing called the neutron bomb. So if you're ever going to talk about a war and you got to have who's got the better planes, look, United States, Russia, maybe China, we got neutron bombs, okay? That's the end of war.
Yes.
The war's, nobody wins a war with a neutron bomb, okay? Except either Russia or maybe Russia will have a chance, but United States is going to take out everybody with a neutron bomb. Trust me on that.
Now, well, back, you know, now hang on a second. Let's finish the thought here. The neutron bomb is a weapon of invasion and conquest. Okay, it is specifically designed to kill living matter without destroying the buildings around there. So it is a weapon specifically designed to invade somebody else's country, kill a bunch of people, but leave all the buildings and infrastructure intact for the use of the supposed victorious side. They're not necessarily all that powerful compared to other nuclear weapons, certainly some of the ones that the Russians have built. But that's the reality of the neutron bomb. It is designed to invade and conquer other people's land, kill the people, leave the buildings.
That's correct, Michael. That is absolutely correct, sir.
Yep.
But Michael, you know, I was watching Ancient Aliens, and I think I called you last month and I told you about this. You know, I'm still perplexed. Maybe you can answer this for like 2 minutes when I hang up on air. These pilots are tracking these unidentified flying objects, okay? And they have these guys go in and talk to these pilots in the radar controller, and he's asking them how fast these things are going. One guy, the radar controller, said these things are probably going at 100,000 miles an hour. Okay, that's unfathomable. Nobody can understand that. But they asked the pilot, what do you think these things are? You know what he said, Michael? I think I told you this. You know what he said? And you need to talk about this for like 2 minutes. This guy said, I think they're Foo Fighters. And now a Foo Fighter, it was something out of Germany, correct? Back 6-7 years ago, correct?
Well, it was basically a generic name for any unknown fighter, and they applied it not only to German aircraft, but to the Japanese as well.
Oh, okay. So, the Japanese aircraft, that's correct. But the way this guy was describing it, it was like, he don't know if this thing was from the future or from the past, the pilot, because I asked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he really didn't understand what he was looking at. This was on by the coast of Virginia, on the east coast of the United States, where he's tracking this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I heard this thing about Antarctica years ago. As a matter of fact, there's a book out about it. I never really researched too much because it was kind of weird. But I'm like saying, maybe I remember reading a book, something about the United States went down there to attack the base in Antarctica or something, and it had Foo Fighters come out. It was the weirdest thing. I mean,
let's play with the numbers. Let's look at the numbers. If in fact these objects were really traveling at 100,000 miles an hour, the pilots would have never gotten a good look at them. They would have shot by that fast. So
exactly.
I find the story to be very suspicious, primarily because we're seeing this concerted effort to get everybody interested in UFOs and flying saucers. There was that whole thing about storming Area 51. We know from history that every time the United States is getting ready to test something exotic up there on the black budget, that the first thing that they do they rattle up UFOs. They want you thinking alien spacecraft, so you're not really paying attention to what it is you're seeing that they're working on. And, you know, the idea is that you come running on in and you say, I saw an alien spaceship and it just took off over there. And any foreign spies who are there are just going to say, that's another American nutcase. But if you go back and you look at the history of various TV series about UFOs, you know, like alien UFOs, whatever, TV shows, even the X-Files, you find they overlap the development cycle of some of our most exotic aircraft.
Well, Michael, I'm going to agree with you on that, because I think a lot of this is poppycock as far as what's going on with aliens. But, you know, speaking of aliens, Michael, do you know in New York, if you say illegal alien, they can fine you $250,000?
I mean, that's utterly, utterly ridiculous. Anyway, listen, Tom, need to let you go. Need to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting on back to the war zones. As you're probably aware, an Iranian-owned oil tanker was hit by what were described as two projectiles fired from the eastern side of the Red Sea. And Iran has now released photos of the damage for the first time. And they're basically saying that these were missiles rather than artillery. And, of course, it's increasing tensions. Everybody's shooting at everybody's capital assets here. So, I would suspect that this is actually being done by the United States, which doesn't want peace to break out. Because it's that constant state of war, that constant state of weapons sales, that allows the United States to exert influence over those countries. Alrighty, so over in Yemen, those poor people, they have suffered so much. Again, another U.S. proxy war here. Yemen has completely run out of fuel. So just imagine for a moment how your life would change if the gas stations were all of a sudden empty. One day, drive to work, you couldn't cook food, wouldn't have hot water to clean or bathe with. And also in Yemen, it means that hospitals have to close. They don't have the fuel. So that's how bad things are getting there. All right, we're in the 48th week of the Yellow Vest protests. And down in Toulouse, the police were using tear gas once again and water cannon. Basically, this protest movement is coming up on its first birthday. 3 more weeks. It'll be a year old. Anyway, last Friday was the 78th Friday of the Great March of Return over at the border between Israel and Gaza. 71 civilians injured, including 23 children. We just seem to live in a world right now where governments have just decided, yeah, it's okay to be violent with our people. You know, if they're not going to do what we want them to do, if they're not going to be of use to us, let's just go ahead and kill them. Apparently, there are major protests out in Ecuador being led by the indigenous people down there. They're decrying this deal being made with the IMF. They're demanding Moreno's resignation. I remember a while back when we were talking about the emerging globalism, and I said, you know, this push for a global government could literally create the political climate for a global revolt. And it almost seems like it's happening, whether it's Ecuador or Hong Kong or London or Paris. So, I don't know, it just feels dangerous here. All righty. Apparently, Xi Jinping held talks over the weekend with Nepal's Prime Minister, KP Sharma Oli, as both countries aim to strengthen bilateral ties by signing several economic agreements, including new BRI projects, such as the new Trans-Himalaya Railway. Boy, that's going to be a heck of a ride. And basically, Xi Jinping came out with a statement saying that any external forces attempting to divide China will be deemed by the Chinese people as pipe dreaming, said that it will end in crushed bodies and shattered bones. Now, I wonder who he meant that warning to be for. Those are very, very tough words here. Communist China has just doubled its number of military troops. They already have the most people in uniform of any nation here on Earth. And there was this article that was written in Investment Watch blog looking at this doubling of the military troops and saying, is an invasion of America the next chapter in global domination? And I'm going to say no, and for a very good reason. China has all these people in uniform. They've got guns. They look really good. What China does not have is the capability of moving a military force of that size across the Pacific Ocean. That's the part that's missing. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Don in Arizona. Aloha, Don. Actually, Don, I'm going to put you back on hold here because we're coming up on another commercial break. But we'll come right back to you after the words from our sponsors. Meanwhile, looking at our domestic politics here, apparently Rudy Giuliani is now under investigation by feds in Manhattan for his dealings in Ukraine. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right back to the phones here to Don in Arizona. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, the American empire thing is, there's been a lot of empires through history, and people don't understand that. Most of the Americans have no historical perspective, but the Dutch had an empire for a while. Nobody remembers that.
But you remember what Gandhi said about empires, right?
No.
What he said. For a time, they can seem invincible, but they always fall. Just think
yeah,
of
they
it.
Always
they
fall.
Always
That's right.
fall. And I think we're at the end of the American empire. It's tearing
sure
itself
no,
up.
No doubt about it, but the American people, most of them are... they just think, well, America's always been number one. We're big, we're huge. You know, and they don't know, they don't study the weapon systems like you do. They think, most of them still think that, well, we got the best weapon. That's what Trump says all the time when he gives his
yep.
speech. We got the best weapons. We don't. We don't have the best nothing anymore, really. The only thing we have yeah. is we have a big old beautiful country with a lot of mountains and stuff like that, some natural resources. But every empire... the same thing happens. I was reading something about it. It was a book And this guy, it's a kind of an historical novel type of thing. And this guy, the author was talking about the Dutch Empire. They were, towards the end of the empire, they were fighting people all over the globe, too, just like we are.
Yes.
We're fighting. And it makes no sense. It would be a lot better to just face reality. It's like everybody's going insane, and we don't need to take a huge ass kicking. We could just kind of pull in our horns and say, okay, we're just going to be one of the guys now, you know, and everybody.
Well,
nobody
I think
wants
that's
peace.
What I think that's what Trump was trying to do with Afghanistan, and
right.
I think Bolton, you know, basically screwed that up, which is why Bolton got fired.
But
even the Pentagon is saying that we are militarily overstretched around the globe, even with all the money that's being spent, all the people that we have in uniform, all the military bases. It is simply too much, and that we've got to start pulling back.
Trump wanted to – remember, this isn't the first time he wanted to pull out of Syria. About 4 or 5 months ago, he said – remember that? He said we're pulling out, and it just didn't happen because the Pentagon's got a mind of its own, and, you know, he doesn't – I guess he doesn't have enough cojones just to march right in there and start knocking their heads together or something. But the empire is coming to an end. I just hope we don't get blown up the only way. I mean, we might as well face reality is what I'm saying. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right, Steph, thanks an awful lot. I mean, it is a reality. They're back to a permanent state of quantitative easing to try and keep the banks looking solvent, even though technically they're already insolvent. And so we're getting into Weimar-style hyperinflation, and we know how that all ended up. You know, you don't need me to tell you how bad things are in this country. You can just see it for yourself here. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I heard you talking before. I think it was Tom. And he mentioned, well, I don't think he called it an Operation High Jump, but that's what it was. Admiral Dewey, I believe his name was, he sent a big fleet over to the Arctic. And supposedly...
Yes.
He was hunting. They didn't really tell you those. He was hunting for remnants of the Third Reich that was hiding out here in the Arctic. That was, you know, and they had very advanced weapons, including flying saucers. He didn't know that. Supposedly, these saucers, you know, defeated the fleet. Now he didn't know whether they were actually aliens or they were Germans, Nazi Germany or not. Now I don't know how much of this I believe. It could be BS. It could not be. But there are some, you know, strong...
I'm leaning toward the BS side.
It could be. I mean, but, you know, there seem to have been some, you know, we're talking about evidently an admiral. It was pretty well known, so I don't know. But there's another story about with possible aliens that... I don't know if you ever heard of this guy, Captain Salas, Robert Salas. Former Air Force captain at a missile base in I think it was North Dakota, and he was commander of that base. And supposedly, back in the 1960s, there were, you know, unidentified craft came down and crippled the entire facility. All the missiles, everything was offline. They couldn't do anything with them. If, you know, they couldn't send them, they couldn't do anything. Totally took it away, and then they disappeared, and that was it, and everything went back to normal. To be honest with you, Mike, today, the way things are today, I'm hoping this is true, because maybe these people are not really, they may not have a, you know, they may really have our best interest, and supposedly, God forbid, if it hits the fan and the U.S. and Russia go at it, maybe that's our last hope, that these aliens will stop it. If that's the case. So,
okay, well, this being Columbus Day, this being Columbus Day, look at how Columbus treated the occupants of the lands he discovered. And, you know, look at any explorer or conqueror and how they treated the people that they conquered. One rare exception, of course, being Alexander the Great, who went out of his way to be very kind to the people whose lands he'd conquered, to the point where they all thought he was a god. Okay, but I think by and large, first of all, I'm convinced the universe is filled with intelligent life. There's civilizations out there. I just can't think of a convincing reason they would even bother with our planet. And that's kind of one of the areas where I disagreed with Stephen Hawking.
Well, maybe you're invested with our planet. I mean, I don't necessarily buy this, but maybe we are hybrids. Maybe they were here before. You know, like they say in it's all over the History Channel all the time. Maybe we really are hybrids. Maybe they came down here before. Maybe they, the Anunnaki, I think they're called, who was supposedly, angels, but maybe they weren't angels.
Yep.
Maybe it's like a lot of people say, they were an alien race, and they hybrid themselves to human beings. And I don't know. I don't say I believe this, Mike. I'm really not sure, but I don't disbelieve it either, because there's a lot of, there's a lot to show that some of this stuff might be true. So,
but again, if you've got, the government is trying to basically obfuscate black aircraft project development, look how much money they've spent in the past, creating TV shows and movies to convince people, that there are alien spaceships out there. Roswell, New Mexico. I mean, that was kind of an idiotic thing to do, to have that balloon crash there and claim it was a captured alien spaceship. You had TV shows like V and The Invaders. And again, they line up with black project development like the SR-71 or the F-117. And we know how much money the government is willing to spend to maintain their lies.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like I said, I have mixed feelings about it. I have mixed feelings about Roswell, too. I went down, when I used to live in Amarillo, Texas, wasn't that far from Roswell, New Mexico, and I used to go there quite a bit to the museum. And
yes.
Looked around, and a lot of people in the town still believe, and still believe this thing really happened, that there were alien bodies and everything else that they saw.
Look how much their economy makes off of this. I mean, it's a tourism mecca. Without the crashed spaceship and the alien bodies, there's really not much that Roswell has to offer. I mean, there's some farming country around there, but I mean, they make a lot of money on this thing. And you'll probably see many examples throughout history where something has happened and it lights up the economy of a community. And so everybody in the community says, oh yes, this is all true. And because, they're all trying to capitalize on what happened.
Yeah, that's also true. But I mean, it's not that Roswell really became very big because of the museum there. I mean, it's still a fairly small city. It's a beautiful area too. I really like the area. It's kind of desert-like,
yeah.
But it's very near the high mountains. It's right very near the Rockies. I don't think they call it the Rockies
yeah.
there. It's the southern part of the Rockies. People are very nice there. And I don't know. I mean, if you look at the Jesse Marcel, the intelligence commander there at that base, that the 30, I think it was the 309th or something, which was actually
yeah.
the most highest security base in the country at the time, because that's where the atomic bombs were flown up.
That's where they had the nukes.
So
Mark, we're going to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
On this.
Okay.
I'm convinced there's intelligent civilizations that are out there. I have seen no credible evidence that they've ever come here, and it would be a huge waste of energy. Besides, if they're looking at us from outer space, what are they going to think the human race is about? Tribal warfare. That's all we do, is we kill each other. And who needs to come down and get just caught up in that kind of stuff? So, Mark, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. I'm going to get back to the real news. Because I get too many emails saying that I let callers drag me off topic. All right, so we're talking about domestic politics here. And apparently over at the House committees, this whole thing about the impeachment interviews, it started out with they were going to have this one supposed whistleblower testify over a distorted video feed and change his voice. The current push now is that he's just going to submit a written statement, which there will be no questioning. There'll be no response here. Now, Collins is out there saying that Schiff wants the interviews kept secret because Dems can't win this impeachment case in the public eye. And he's absolutely right. We're sick and tired of this mess. We're sick and tired of the whining. We're sick and tired of all these children, which is how they're behaving, and the damage they're causing our country, our world image. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is out there saying that once again, as we saw in 2016, the DNC and the corporate media are rigging the election. Yes, she's absolutely right. Now, here's an article saying Liz Warren will be a terrible nominee and she'll probably be the nominee. No, she won't. She can't get past Pocahontas. This one about losing the job for being pregnant, that's already been discredited. The fact of the matter is they're going to set Liz Warren up to take a fall and make way for Hillary. Okay. All righty. So there we are. But at this point, it's pretty obvious that Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee, and she's going to lie, cheat, and steal her way into the White House. And Trump apparently seems totally unconcerned with this. He's done nothing about the crooked election system. He's done really very poor work in terms of securing our border and getting the illegal immigrants off the voting rolls. I think he enjoys running for the office, certainly enjoys the golf games. I don't think he's serious about the job anymore. I think he actually wants out of his second term. Or maybe there was a deal made. Where Donald Trump, hang on just a second. Something's knocking on the wall. Or maybe Hillary and Donald Trump just said, you know, I'm going to take the first term in the office and then it's your turn. Because we know that there was a deal made between Hillary and Obama. Remember, they met in that that private home and Hillary kind of backed on down. Obama won and made her Secretary of State to give her the foreign policy credentials she was going to need to try and run against Trump. But there's something very weird going on. And I think that Hillary's definitely going to be the Democratic nominee. It makes me sick to say it, sick to consider it. But I think she's going to be the nominee, and I think that they're going to engineer her getting the White House. And then the Democrats will absolutely flood this country with illegal immigrant voters, consolidate their power. That's what's going to happen. All righty, getting on back here. Apparently, according to 12160.info, apparently Bill Gates of Microsoft fame was much closer to Jeffrey Epstein than he initially let on. That's the reason Windows 10 is in such terrible shape. We've all heard of Snopes. They presented themselves as a fact-checking website, but they've now come on out and said, no, what we're really focusing on now is feelings and emotion and censoring things that make people feel bad, and we're going to do this to counter Donald Trump. So just like he did with CNN, Trump has just forced the phony left-wing fact-check site Snopes to throw out every standard professional journalism. Not that they ever had any with all the problems that were going on over there. Alrighty, over at Project Veritas, they have hit another success. They have an insider inside CNN who's been making video recordings that reportedly clearly demonstrate CNN's lack of objectivity, their political bias, and good for Project Veritas, they're getting it out there. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be back with news about the economy after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk about the economic news here for a little bit because, again, the indicators are out there. It's all coming apart. So, apparently, an article published by the Die Nederlandsche Bank, or the Dutch Central Bank, is basically saying, if the entire system collapses, so they're already thinking about it. They're thinking about how this you know, too much debt to ever pay back is going to bring the whole system crashing down. And it says gold will be needed to start over. Well, gold would be nice. No question about that. Question is there really enough gold for everybody to have the necessary funds to work, to buy homes and so forth? I think any solid commodity can work. What you cannot have are these bankers who are simply allowed to create money out of thin air and then loan it out at interest, because that's what destabilizes our economy. The death of the American empire began a little over 100 years ago with the creation of that Federal Reserve. And earlier presidents had been dead set against it, like Andrew Jackson, who shut down the Second Bank of the United States. They understood this wasn't about an economy. It was about the enslavement of a nation to the money junkies. Latest statistics are showing that hiring growth and job openings are falling. It's kind of weird, because this would be the time of year you'd start to see stores hiring up for the Christmas holidays here. Facebook tried to introduce a digital currency called Libra. And apparently it's being denounced as a risk to the global financial system. Well, all cryptocurrencies are a threat to the global financial system, because the bankers can't take control of it. But apparently Facebook had something like about 7 or 8 companies that were going to come on in to their cryptocurrency, and they're all ducking out. They're all backing out here. By the way, the Internal Revenue Service, this may even have something to do with it. The Internal Revenue Service is adding a question regarding Bitcoin crypto to this coming year's 1040 form, and it simply says, at any time during 2019, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? So now they're picking up on it. I'm going to try and figure out a way to try and tax that. We have been hearing a lot from Washington, D.C. about supposedly there being some kind of a deal with China. Well, there was some agricultural farming agreements made, but the trade war is still on. The Chinese are not saying there's a deal, either in English or in Chinese. It's just not there. Okay, we're going to take a break here for top of the hour station identification, and we will be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.